Hi, this is Bobby Ryan, and you're listening to the Sens Column.
Every time I take a ride, I feel alive with nowhere to go. I'm the king of the road. You're the queen of my throne. Riding high day and night, satisfied wherever we roam. You're the star of the show. You shimmer like gold. Now baby, let's ride. We got nothing but time. You get all the reactions. You're the main attraction. It's no surprise. Gotta like your style. You're the perfect distraction. You're the main attraction.
From a very warm studio in the west end of our nation's capital, welcome to Season 8, Episode 5 of the Sens Call-Ups for Wednesday, November 27th, 2019. I'm Cardinal, Canuck and Banner here as well. 5 wins in 7 games is not what we were expecting this season, but the last stretch of games has been a pleasant surprise. Teams playing well, it's entertaining, other than perhaps the game before tonight, that one wasn't. And we're still in the hunt for a good draft pick, and that keeps Tank Army happy. So overall, it's been a pretty good time in the last little while, boys. This feels more like November, not like last week.
Agreed.
Oh, is this November?
We're still in November, but this is what November is supposed to be like.
March, okay.
Or March, well, you know, beginning or the end of the winter. Yes, as am I. I have my snow tires now. They're on rims, but I haven't got them on the car yet.
Mm.
Well,
you're playing with fire, man.
No, I finally got...
Sunday's going to be bad.
I needed a socket for my breaker bar to be able to get the bolts off. And it's really... You would be surprised how difficult it is to find a 17-millimeter, half-inch drive, deep socket in this city. The only place I'd find...
I would be surprised.
There were a lot of places that didn't have any. And I went to Canadian Tire, and they wanted $13 for it. And I went, for a single socket? I don't think so. So I found one today.
Okay.
So I finally can put them on. I'll put them on maybe tomorrow. And I do it myself. It's no big deal.
Yeah. It's way easier just to pay $40 for the Russian guy to show up at your house.
Yeah, he shut it down for the season.
Oh, is he done already?
Yeah, because I tried to book him again, and he's done till March.
Why?
Oh, why didn't you get it done when you bought the car?
I didn't have the tires. I do now.
Oh, okay.
What'd you get?
My wife just got a new car.
Oh, okay.
My wife.
Easy now. What kind of snow tires? I'm just curious.
What kind of snow tires?
Yeah.
I don't care what car it is.
Wow. Yeah, what kind of tires you got on that, baby? Look at the tires on that.
What kind of car is it, too? But what kind of tires?
I do believe they were...
snow.
I forget, actually. I have to look at it.
No big deal. Just curious. And the car is?
Hyundai Kona.
Oh, okay. My coworker of mine has one. She's absolutely over the moon with it. She's had it for about 9-10 months now. She loves it.
Yeah, great car. Yeah. All-wheel drive. Nice.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Anything new? Anything interesting?
Anything exciting? Just got back from Cuba.
Yeah.
I just got back from Columbus.
Yeah.
Well, they both start with C, so good for you both. I just got back from the cottage, so there we go.
Hey-o!
I am not built to lie on the beach. Now, is it busy enough and we're only there for like 4 days?
You don't know what to do?
Physically?
Mentally.
Oh. Hey.
It took me 3 hours to clear my mind.
And then?
And then,
and then it got full again.
This is nice. You know, my buddy is just like, he had to, because I fell asleep on the beach. He's like, wake up and turn.
Yeah, so he became your rotisserie. That's nice. Like, you know, there is a way to help clear your mind. And it's readily available at most resorts in Cuba.
Is it weed?
It's booze. You drink.
Yeah. I can't drink hard liquor that much.
They are called a cocktail. No, you mix drinks.
I had a mojito and it messed me up. Because they don't, it's not like two fingers, right?
It's a generous pour.
You don't mix them light if you ask them to.
I didn't think of that. Because like, he's just pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring.
Yeah.
And done. Like. Oh no. It's like, and soda. Yeah,
there's a little bit of mix for color.
Dash of soda.
Oh, well, okay.
So, yeah, it was good. Went to Havana for the day. Ooh, if we would have known better, we probably would have gone to Havana on this bus trip and then ditched them on the way back and spend the night there on our own.
Well, where were you staying? In Varadero?
Varadero, yeah. Okay. Very nice resort.
Which one?
Iberostar Bella Vista.
I haven't stayed at that one. I think I know somebody who has, yeah. Yeah.
I'm very, very happy with it.
Cool. And how did you find
the food wasn't bad, actually. So we upgraded for the top floor in the adults only section that had its own bar, like the rooftop bar and the special restaurant. So the food was pretty good.
I'm not a picky eater.
Yeah, but like normally it's bland, right?
No, I don't find it bland. It's, well, Cuban cuisine is not, it's savory.
It's not spicy.
It's savory spicy, not hot spicy. And whenever I go somewhere, I'm always looking for the local cuisine, not what they make to make North Americans happy.
Yes.
Because that's, fresh fish, I'll have that. However you would have it at home, that's how I want it. And I was perfectly happy with the food I had there. I have no problem at all. But look, the breakfast buffet has hot dogs as the breakfast sausages. That's okay. I like hot dogs. It's not a problem for me. So, well, good. Yeah. So you enjoyed it. Except for the fact that you can't relax on the beach, but you enjoyed it otherwise.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, but like if I was there for a week, I'd just be bored.
Oh, you see.
That's too much.
You need
that's
to go much. To Disney World where you're constantly stimulated.
I
do. Well, that's why I like Vegas so much.
See, I want to go to Disney World. It's actually one of the things I truly want to do. I want to go and be a kid for a couple of days. Or like, well, not that I'm not normally, but still. I'd love to do that.
It's time to remind our listeners about how to donate for our SCU meetup next year in Orlando.
In Orlando, sure. And then we'll go to Gatorland. And, okay. Cool.
Yeah, but then I booked New York.
Well, that should stimulate you.
Yep.
Okay, so book a show ahead of time. Don't try and do it at the last minute.
Book three.
Oh, okay.
What do you and mean? A hockey game. So the day I get there, I go and see Book of Mormon. That's a Saturday.
Nice.
Sunday, I see Wicked, which I've seen here. And then after that, it's To Kill a Mockingbird.
An actual stage production of To Kill a Mockingbird?
Stage production. Really? Ed Harris is in it, too.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, so he's a supporting actor, if you know him.
Yep.
Yeah.
From The Rock. That's where I think of him first.
Yes, Apollo 13.
Yes.
He's Houston.
Mm-hmm. Well, who was he on The Rock? I know the name, but I can't think of who
he is. He's the bad general. Basically the bad
No, guy. Not in Apollo 13, on The Rock.
He was the bad guy.
Sorry, I'm thinking of The Rock. Sorry. Never mind, I'll be fine. Gotcha.
So.
Cool.
So I'm very much looking forward to that. And then Nashville at Rangers.
Oh, okay. So going to a Rangers game in MSG, but it's not Senators game. Gotcha.
Sense, yeah, because Senators were in Florida, so I was kind of decide between the two. But no, I was told go to New York the week before Christmas because it's
very, insanity.
Very special.
Yeah, it's insanity.
Yeah.
Go and skate at Rockefeller Square.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. I haven't done Christmas time. I've done later than that, but that's fun. Quick housekeeping before we start. Podcast at sensecollabs.com is the email address. We have one to read, which we'll get to. The forums are at sensecollabs.com, including the game threads. Bingo, which we're still having fun with in the game threads. So
Has anyone gotten a bingo yet?
I'll get to that.
Okay.
Yes. And the waiver wire, which is sponsored by our friends at Versatures 1-844-SCU-SENS. There has been a bingo winner. And this bingo winner has won a fabulous, all expenses, a 5-day trip of 5 fabulous days and 2 sumptuous nights in beautiful downtown Cornwall. Fortunately, the winner was me, and I'm not accepting the prize. I did actually. It's funny. I actually got a bingo, and I didn't even know. I had posted my final card saying, oh, well, I was close, but not quite. And a member of the forums, Data Sprite, I don't know who you are. If you are known to us otherwise, please let us know. Pointed out that, actually, you missed a dab, so you get a bingo. So I'm the first ever bingo winner.
Fixed.
Yay. But I'm not taking the... all expenses paid trip to Cornwall. That's okay. I'm good with it.
I was just there.
All right. We have some games to talk about.
Another C name.
Yeah. We're just full of it.
It's a it's a theme tonight. Actually, the broadcast this evening is brought to you by a wonderful little brewery in Vanclykill, Bowes Brewery. One of the really first big microbreweries in this part of the province. And it's their signature and their original Lug Tread. It's delicious. Mine's already open. There'll be no opening can at this particular point because we started into them while we were watching the end of the Bruins game that just ended. All right, over to you.
Game on! Why on earth are you moving my microphone closer?
So I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me do that? I can do it again.
Not that part.
Oh. Yeah. We also have to get you closer to it, but, you know. There we go.
Demanding.
From Studio 4!
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Games. That's me.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't see many of these because I was away, but Flyers. I didn't see much of this at all. Flyers had Sens 2-1 win. Sens goals, Ennison, Chalapik. Flyers goals, Pitlick. Wow. Nielsen, 26 out of 27 saves.
Nice.
963 save percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Neat. Next game, Sens at Jack Eichel, apparently.
Sabres. That was the game I got the bingo.
4-2 loss.
That was the game I got the
bingo. So Jack Eichel got all of them, hanging out with Joe Thornton and his rooster. And Sens goals by Duclair and Ennis.
And Austin Matthews.
No, it's an old Thornton.
Oh, I realized that, but he had one too. Yeah. Yes.
Austin Matthews.
We don't talk about Austin Matthews and his pants.
Yeah. We're just going to go there.
Maybe he was listening to Joe Thornton. I don't know.
Anderson 28 for 31, so I guess there was an empty netter in this. 903 save percentage. Next, Sens at Detroit in a must-lose game.
And we won.
4-3 win. There's no out-tanking Detroit.
They do have an advantage in that particular
Their
category.
Their goal differential right now is minus 45.
Yeah, they are just getting absolutely destroyed on a nightly basis.
Like Motor City getting destroyed. Really good at the tank. Reminds me of that new Tesla tank that came out there.
Blown motors. What a disaster that thing
blown
is.
Blown motors. Had a long talk with the work about that. Someone's absolutely they're actually on the list. They put a
they wanted,
and I'm like, why would you want that thing? Oh, it's cool. Why is it cool? Well, it's cool. No. Answer the question. Why is it cool?
Because it looks like a stealth bomber on wheels.
Well, because it's cool. Yeah.
Mad Max.
It's designed. Yeah.
It's Mad Max.
It's designed by somebody who had a ruler and no protractor.
A lot of times, just gonna get a guy with a guitar. Hook him on to the front of it.
Go. Can't say. Anywho.
Oh, these beers. Okay. So we got to quit winning these must-lose games. Sens goals. To Claire, Tkachuk, and Pageau.
Nice.
Red Wings, Fabry, Philpola, and Mantha. Nielsen, 35 for 38 with a 921 save percentage. Sens at Habs, 2-1 overtime win. Now, I did see the highlights of this. In a mini game. Sens goals, Pageau and Tkachuk flying on the 3-on-3. What I especially liked about this is that even though he's on the breakaway, he still let go of the puck once he was in the blue paint.
Hey, carried it if in. It works.
Like not a shot or anything, just nope, he's going to carry it in.
No, that'll work.
Habs goals by Suzuki. Anderson 35 out of 36 with a 972. Not bad. Rangers at Sens with a 4-1 win. So this was Hockey Fight's cancer night.
What the heck? All these wins.
Yeah, I know.
At least that's a good one to get at home. Rangers? Hockey Fight's cancer night.
Yes. This was a very fun game. I'm happy that Brian Fraser, what radio station is he with?
CFRA.
So obviously he's been fighting leukemia, which is not a curable one. But he was able to go, and he was on TV at the start with his dad holding up his sign. I fight for Brian Fraser. So that was really nice.
Yeah, it was.
So I was just happy that he really had a fun night out because I don't think he goes out too often. It's energy draining. Sens goals, Shabbat, Brown, Ennis, and Duclair. Two power play goals in this game. Rangers goal by Trouba. Nielsen, 30 for 31, so a 968 save percentage.
Nice.
Sens at Blue Jackets.
I was there.
Yep. How fun was that?
It was a boring game.
Oh, yeah.
It was an extraordinarily uninteresting game.
It was dull.
Even the bingo cards. Everybody in the thread in the forums like,
I have one dad. On my card. I have one dad.
Oh, this is me yelling, no, do something.
No, it was not.
I brought a couple of friends to the game, their first hockey game. And
the hell were you doing? Oh, yeah. It's like, I'm going to sell you the sport.
And
not a.
I'm like watching it. It's like, it's a 3-on-1. It's a 4-on-1. And they had no finish in that game.
Nope. Nothing. Nothing worked.
Nothing worked.
It's pretty much the opposite of this game.
Like, there was okay. The transitions were fine. There's just like no finish.
No efforts. But yeah.
Every shot that was taking was like getting blocked or getting tipped at the last second. It was just, oh.
Yeah.
Until the last 5 minutes is actually exciting.
They had a lot of good effort tonight, but a lot of really good goaltending, unfortunately.
And if you're going to Columbus, which is my first time in that arena, what do you want to do? Well, you want to hear the cannon fire, right? Thank goodness it fired at the beginning of the game. I think at that point I texted you guys and said that. Well, thank goodness this thing fired at the beginning of the game. And I think shortly thereafter, Columbus scored.
Yeah.
And you're like, there you go.
Now, are they?
And then they go to review.
And then
they fire again. 2-for-1.
Are they as loud as the cannons at an AC/DC concert?
I can't comment on that.
Okay.
It was loud, but you know what else is loud? Our train horn. So, like,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Whatever.
But it's a more startling sound then.
So it's not really much louder than our train horn?
It probably is a little bit, but...
Oh.
Because it's just a bang.
Let me rephrase. Can you feel it?
Oh, good question.
If you have to think about it, the answer is no.
It's not a concert.
not the way like you would probably at an AC/DC concert.
Oh, no, you feel those ones. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
I don't think it's a good thing to feel cannon fire.
It's excellent.
For those about to rock.
For those, exactly, that's what it's from. But no, if you go to an AC/DC concert and you don't wear earplugs, you're an imbecile. So
what?
I've been to 2 or 3. Yeah. Anyway.
And this has been the AC/DC games.
Yeah.
So Anderson, 18 out of 19. Like, they had 19 shots on that.
Wow.
Oy. So we've got a .947 save percentage. That's good.
So our defensive play is very good. We're just not scoring in the past couple.
Everyone says, watch the games. They're so exciting to watch. I go to one. It's a shout out.
Bruins at Sens. So tonight, 2-1 loss. Yep.
2-1 loss.
So Sens goals by Chabot, which is a nice
goal.
They were they came out flying. They played really, really well.
Outshot the Bruins 9-3. Outchanced them. What was it? 14-4 or something in the first period?
Yeah, and like 31-9 were shot attempts.
Yeah.
And then Bruins goals by Marchand and Chara. They're the best team in the league.
For a reason.
And they're resilient, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can come back from...
They're a pretty good hockey club.
This just in. Thank you. Okay, game summaries. Well done.
Yep. It's a lot easier when I don't watch the games and I have no idea what to talk about.
Okay, so you're not allowed to watch
save percentage.
You're not allowed to watch the games anymore because that makes that really good.
All in favor?
Yep. There we go.
Motion carried.
What's the point?
Carried by majority. There we go. Now, why don't we start with the email from CB Inc., which I happen to have right in front of me.
You read it.
I shall. Which I don't have right in front of me.
That should be a short show.
Damn it.
It's a goal I forgot to hit record.
This is from CB Inc., our buddy. All right. The subject line is JGP. Stop with all the talk about trading JGP. Just stop it. Enough already. Bad, bad pan. And about the firing of Babcock, what were they thinking? He was doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later. CB Inc.
I mean, I agree that we should stop talking about it and just do it.
Trade him or sign him?
Trade him.
We're so conditioned that any player of value needs to be traded, right? So
no, this isn't where the team isn't where.
By the time the team's good, he will be passed.
He will be passed.
Right. No, I understand.
And if there's a vet that you want to keep to teach the kids, it was Mark Stone. We've been through this.
I don't want to. I don't.
Again,
it's a bad time for the team to get nostalgia.
The second you trade them, correct. The second you trade them, then your number one target for the summer is Jean-Gabriel Peugeot.
Ooh.
Well, yeah. But when was the last time a team actually pulled that off?
We talked about this last
time. Yeah, when was the last time a team actually pulled that off?
Vermette with Arizona to Chicago. We talked about it last episode.
Yeah, okay, so that's one.
Eric Desjardins, remember that? St. Louis kept trading him and keep going back.
Yeah,
well. Glenn Wesley kept going back to Carolina. Justin Williams kept going back to Carolina.
Hmm. All right.
It happens.
It does happen. But I think if you trade a player away, the odds of it actually happening are astronomically low. Because I think there will be a team out there that will overpay for him. As if he's a free agent, they will overpay for him.
Yeah, but this is why you trade him to somewhere like Pittsburgh, who doesn't have the cap space to retain him.
Hmm.
So you can't.
No, but somebody will overpay for him. And would Pittsburgh give up enough?
Would they give up for Dirk Brassard? No.
No. They give up a first? I honestly can't remember. That's why I'm asking.
First round pick, Tobias Lindbergh. Ryan Reeves.
Who we didn't want to keep.
Ian Cole.
Who we traded away.
It was a three-way trade.
Oh, so that's right.
No, Ryan Reeves was because we didn't want to retain money. So they sent Reeves to
Vegas.
Vegas.
Hmm.
Well, which we should have taken the money, right? That was a lot for Dirk Brassard.
It was.
Great. Pajot is a better playoff performer than Brassard is.
I think he's got a better upside, period. Not just a playoff performer. He's a better
upside.
Yeah,
he's younger than, because he's 27 now, I think.
And he plays defensively.
And Brassard was 30.
Do they have chicken parmesan in Pittsburgh?
Probably. Oh, yeah.
But again, you don't trade him to a team like Colorado has a lot of cap space. So you trade him there, they can't sign him back next year. Or in the summer. Pittsburgh doesn't have a choice but to pretty much treat him as a rental.
True, but a team that has a lot of cap space can still go to the open market and overpay for him.
Right, but he won't have the relationship with him.
Yeah. How much is your relationship with? About $1 million?
With Ottawa?
Is it worth $1 million? Is it worth $1 million
then
a year?
Well, what's the chance? Then why would he want to re-sign now then?
Because he hasn't been somewhere else. I don't know. Hard to say. I'd like to keep him. I would. I wouldn't overpay him because I don't want to.
You don't want to get stuck again, right?
It's not that I don't want to get stuck. I don't want to pay more than he's actually worth. Well, and to be completely honest.
$50 million of cap space.
No, that's not the point. Because if you overpay him, then if you want to trade him later, it's impossible because he's overpaid for what he is. And I don't want to do that because he's not a top two center. He's a really good player at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's Mike Fisher modernized in a lot of ways. Great defensive player, popular guy. Don't overpay for him.
Fisher was way overpaid.
Yeah, and I'm not dissing Mike Fisher. I like Mike Fisher, but
he wasn't a second line center.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't want to see that happen with JGP either. We'll see. I'd like to keep him. He's leading the NHL in plus minus.
Now, to CB Yank's second.
Still late.
On a team in 28th place. Figure that one out.
To CB Yank's second point?
Beg pardon?
To CB Yank's second point, though? We do have a section on that coming up. About he said Mike Babcock was fired because he was doing a good job. I agree. He was doing a great job in Toronto.
Exactly. No, that'll come up once we finish with the Sen stuff. Yes, yes. Don't worry. We have that. That's all I really had to say about JGP. I've been in he's been high standing in my books for a very long time. That's well documented.
So is Eric Karlsson and Mark Stone?
Yeah.
They wanted to leave.
Yes.
So let him go. Goodbye.
Pajot's still plus 17 second behind Brad Marchand.
Oh, is he? Okay. Sorry.
Brad Marchand, come on.
I thought he was still first. I haven't looked at it in a day or two. Logan Brown finally got his first NHL goal after having one taken away.
He had a lot of chances, too.
Yeah. Happy to see that.
Yep.
Happy to see that. Yep. Happy to see he's doing well.
He should get a house soon, too. I think he's coming up for it. It's about 3 weeks to get your housing letter, but he was on LTIR. Or injured reserve, at least. So.
Well, I was going to say, I'm trying to figure who's still injured and might be coming back and what's going on with
Doesn't matter.
Well, you
still have Véronneau up here.
True.
Véronneau played, Beaudin played.
True.
Sabourin's hurt, but that's going to be a while. And then he might actually go down, to be honest.
Who knows? We'll see. It's all interesting and intermittent.
Balcers needs to come back.
Yeah.
He's been on fire down.
Who?
Downtown.
Rudy Balcers down in Belleville.
Downstairs is what I was going to say.
And Drake Batherson also has 7 goals so far this season. Yeah, he
scored. No, Formanton scored twice tonight.
Sorry, Formanton. That's what I'm trying to say.
Batherson scored again tonight.
Yeah. Formanton is the one who has 7 goals. My mistake.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. I'm getting
That's good. That's good to see. That's good to see.
Lots of talent getting...
Or here, because we haven't seen what's going on.
But. Look good to see. Bobby Ryan entered the NHL, NHLPA Player Assistance Program. I was very happy the way that the team put that notice out. Mm-hmm. Was it the team or the league?
The league.
It's the league and the PA together.
Yeah, the league and the PA put it out. And
didn't say anything.
That's it. And I'm like, that's the way, I'm happy to see that.
Apparently, when I was gone, he ended up just leaving practice early.
I didn't hear anything about this. At least if it happened, I didn't hear anything about it.
Or it wasn't a big deal, or never knew.
Now, when a player is in the program, does the team still pay them? Does the league take over?
No idea.
No clue.
I'd be curious to know.
I'm sure
the team would be curious to know.
Yeah, no idea.
Oh, I was supposed to do that? 5 checks are in the mail.
Yeah. Personally signed.
Easy now.
Is it drafting here?
Drafting? I'm extremely.
It's very warm in here, actually.
No, bank drafting.
Oh.
Oh.
I'll see myself out.
Yeah. I didn't have too much else for the Sens. I had a couple of links in there from last week that I forgot to delete, so we can just ignore those. Actually, one of them was interesting. Sorry.
Okay, so this comes off, according to Cap Friendly, it comes off the books, or it's not against the cap.
Okay, so it's not against the cap, but that still doesn't say who's paying it.
No, I'm going to try to find that out.
Okay, well, while we're talking about that, the second point of CB Inc.'s email, we can talk about Mike Babcock being fired.
Womp, 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 womp.
I actually had a Leafs fan at work walk up to me and show it to me on his phone, going, "You'll be happy about this." And I went, "I'm not at all.
I'm not, because that means they're going to be good now."
Yeah.
He goes, "Because you wanted them to keep struggling." I said, "Of course I did.
Yeah.
They're the Leafs. Why would I wish them anything but ill will? Come on, you know me well enough."
Yeah. I think my disdain for Mike Babcock supersedes my disdain for the Leafs.
Mine are separate but close to equal.
You know who they should get in there? Tortorella.
You know what, though? But players, because with everything that's been happening in the news, a lot of players are like, no, Torts is a really good coach. We really like playing for him.
Oh, really?
Because he's also evolved over the years. Because when he was back in Vancouver, he was terrible.
Right.
He's learned from his mistakes.
So he learned. Yeah, he learns.
A coach that learned. Yeah. Incredible. No, I mean,
so he's been dynamic enough to re-engineer himself.
Mm-hmm.
What about Guy Boucher in Toronto?
Well, don't forget, they wanted to hire him, right?
What?
They wanted to hire Guy Boucher. I think the deal was almost done, and then Babcock became available, and they went, never mind.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's interesting that he got fired, and what's...
I love that he got fired. I love it.
I rejoice in the fact that he got fired.
But it doesn't matter, though. Toronto doesn't care about that money.
No, the money doesn't
matter. It's not about Toronto being hurt with the money.
Bell and Rogers will just raise your phone bill and pay for it.
That's not why I'm happy.
The shot to the ego.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
The greatest coach in the world got fired with two and three quarter seasons left on his contract.
And might not get another job.
I think it was four. Oh, even better. Okay, so he got fired with 4 years left on his contract.
Barely made it halfway through.
Okay, even better. Okay, he might not get
another coaching job in the league.
That's the discussion that we were having a little bit, and that's the one I've had with a couple of other people. So, Nick, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm looking at Penn when I say that.
Yeah.
If another team wants to hire him, and they don't pay him the approximately $6 million that he's making in Toronto, does Toronto have to make that up?
Yes.
Ooh, okay, that complicates things just a little bit.
So Eugene Melnyk can say, I want him for $500,000. And then Rogers will go, you know what? It's $500,000 less of an expense line. Okay.
We're hemorrhaging money off HNIC, so sure, why not?
We could have Babcock?
Where would we put him?
Wow.
At Doge?
I know.
It's Eugene. Poho. No.
Let's make him sweep the bathrooms or something. But,
no, just even when you look at it, you knew that Dubas wanted him out in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And he must have just got, which I think is when everyone, and again, the old school hockey people who just dumped on Computer Boy because they said that Brendan Shanahan had to do the dirty job and sit with him for the firing and then for the press conference. I'm like, no, this is so that they show a joint front that both of them agree with this decision.
Right. Unified front.
Because it's like this thing, it's like, oh, he didn't fire him, the president fired him. I'm like, no, no. You could tell that Dubas wanted him out.
Well.
And a lot of it, and we talked about this a bit on text too, was a lot of this kind of reminded me of Paul McLean, where
he's Dubas dug in.
Gets Jason Spezza, scratches him. And that, again, when you're trying for the team cohesion and everything like that, you just got a UFA,
veteran.
Hometown guy, veteran. Number one in face-off
percentage
last season, and you say he's got to work on his face-offs?
Work on his power play.
I'm the best coach in the world. I'm the best coach in the world.
He didn't want him for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then, so you scratch him. So there's that. And then there's, well, now we're hearing other stories, which Mitch Marner, I'm sure, actually forgot about that situation of ranking the players,
players
on the father's trip. From hardest working to slower to laziest, I guess. And then sharing that with the group. What type of cohesion, what type of team? Everyone says is like, oh, you got to be part of the team. He's a distraction. You're creating these distractions.
I was going to say, you're creating division is what you're doing.
Exactly. And even with Spezza, it's like, you're doing that. What are the chances that another free agent who's from Toronto would come to the team if you see that's how you're treating them?
But you want to go play for the best coach in the world, or do you?
No, I think they want to play for the Leafs.
Yeah, so you'll suck it up and play for Babcock. We'll see. I mean,
yeah. Well, you won't anymore.
Thank goodness. So will Team Canada?
Look at what Tyson Barry did.
Will Team Canada hire him to be the coach for Team Canada? Because
Joel Quenneville's time.
Well, I wouldn't mind that.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind that at all. I would really like to see Mike Babcock marginalized. Nobody's interested in him.
I think it's already happening.
No one's going to pick him up now. How do you tell your team this is your new coach?
After the stories that have been coming out about him? Yeah. Pretty hard.
Yeah.
Pretty hard. And I love it.
What was the story he...
So he'll be on Coach's Corner now.
A couple of years ago, he asked Mitch Marner to rate the work ethic.
Payroll anyways.
Yeah,
that's what them
to
rate that.
And then he leaked it to the players?
He told them.
Yeah.
This is what the rookie thinks of you guys.
I think it was on Kadri and Bozak. He's like, even the rookie thinks that you're the laziest players.
Nice.
Yeah. Great, great team building move right there. Yeah. Unbelievable. Actually,
like, apparently they wanted Mike Green to sign with the Leafs, and he's like, nope.
Talk to Commodore. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's been interesting that, you know, Mike Commodore has been vilified by so many. Go, oh, you're just a has-been, you were a nothing player. Like, he's taken a lot of heat. He's taken a lot of heat on social media. And I mean, I think for him, it started off as a lot of venom, and it became more, less venom, more shtick. And
it kept him relevant.
He was having more fun with it than anything, but he was still serious that this guy is a serious douchebag. And all this comes out, and suddenly it's like, oh, maybe Mike Commodore was right after all. Well, duh. You Twitter, being the cesspool of negativity, would never admit it's wrong. But it's fascinating to see people are actually going, well, maybe Mike Commodore had a point. Yeah.
Right.
Maybe he did. Why don't you just check pie hole for a while? Anyway. So,
yeah, I don't think he's back.
What better fall from grace and move into oblivion than this?
And this is absolutely going to cost him the Olympic team.
And the only problem with this is the Leafs are playing better.
Of course they are.
That's fine.
Well, they would. Remove the most
toxic. They could work their way back up to the second wild card and then play against Boston in the first round. Then you can't argue about the playoff format anymore.
Well, yeah,
that's going to be. Wild card?
Well, you see, that's the thing. It's going to be is what do they do in the playoffs? They can make it into the playoffs wherever they want, but what are they going to do in the playoffs? And they're hamstrung against the cap for the next few years.
I think Brian Burke even mentioned that, too. It's just
They are. They're screwed.
Because it's like, yes, you got the highest points in the regular season. And there's also the shootouts and everything else. You didn't win four games in the playoffs. He's like, and he mentioned it too. He's like, I couldn't do it. No one's been able to do it. That's what the goal is. Forget regular season.
Well, we'll see what happens in the playoffs. Until then,
if they're playing hot right now.
Oh, they'll get in.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
This division isn't great.
But it's a quarter through the season. They'll get in.
And Montreal's falling off too. I hope Florida makes it.
Montreal falling off is never a bad thing. Bill Peters.
If you thought Babcock was bad.
Some of the news about Bill Peters came out because of some of the news that started coming out about Babcock.
That's right.
Okay, well, here's this and here's this and here's this. Oh, well, here, let me tell you a story about another guy.
Akeem Aliyu?
Yeah, he was another star.
Which I recognize the name.
That's about all I recognize because he didn't play much, but he was around a little bit. But yeah, Bill Peters.
He's had a challenging road to the NHL.
Yes.
Bill Peters?
No.
Oh, okay.
Akeem Aliyu.
And he did play.
From like hazing in junior.
He was the one who spoke out about hazing in Windsor.
Right.
Yeah. And then what's his name? His teammate that was in there. He was a guy who was deaf in an ear, took out McCammond. Remember, what's his name? Steve.
Wasn't it Pronger?
No. No, that was in the playoffs, but in the preseason, remember, it was his first camp with the Flyers? Not Montador. What is his name?
I know who you're thinking of. The guy who had the fight against McDonald.
Andy McDonald?
Sean McDonald? Sean?
Steve Downey!
Okay, that's not who I was thinking of, yeah. Sorry.
Google deaf in one ear hockey. So, because I think Steve Downey was a veteran on the OHL team. Windsor.
Yeah. Spitfires.
And so they did the bus thing where they put four guys naked in the can in the bus, jammed in for the bus ride.
What?
DJ Smith was an assistant coach with the team, by the way.
What?
And so Akeem refused to do it. So at practice, Downey ended up cross-checking him in the face, blew out seven teeth, and then they had to fight because he didn't do it.
Charming. See, hazing, long-standing rule in the Ottawa 67s organization. There will be no hazing. Killer said it. End of story. That's it.
Yeah. And I think it's really changed over the last 5-6 years or so.
With Killer, with the 67, it's been like that for well over a decade because Brian Kilray said, it's not happening. And that's the final word.
Yeah. Now the hazing is singing Christmas carols at Chio.
Yeah, that's what the Sens rookie.
That's fine.
20 of them are going to be doing it this year.
There'll be a big crowd. That's right. They better get the choir going.
I still loved when Robin Leonard had to do it because he had no idea what the words were.
But do you recall the most famous senator of all? Rudolph the Belleville Senator.
Get out.
Do you write this stuff ahead of time?
No.
Okay.
That's the problem. Definitely. That's the problem. That's a problem.
It is the problem.
Absolute definition of dad jokes. So yeah, so Bill Peters, and he came out with his apology to the Flames organization. Oh. It was bad.
It was bad. Brutal.
He's totally gone tomorrow.
It was canned script.
No, he's already gone.
But it was bad.
Yeah.
He just went back to Calgary.
Oh, I see.
Because the team's playing in Buffalo, I think, tonight.
Okay. I thought he was fired on the spot. Okay.
No.
He was just sent home.
Because this is the thing where everyone's complaining about it. It's like, these are things that he did before he was with the Calgary Flames.
Yes.
Yeah, most of it happened in Carolina.
So if you fire him for something that he didn't do, or in the AHL.
Yeah, or in the AHL. Sorry.
If you fire him for something that he did in a previous job, it's wrongful dismissal.
Right.
And there's millions of dollars on hand.
So just suspend him permanently?
Yeah, but then you have to continue to pay him.
Yeah.
So now I have a feeling that what's going to happen is somehow they're going to get out of paying him.
Based on the apology?
No, based on whatever else, conduct or we can't trust you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't disclose. Who knows what they're going to find? Or the league will just step in and go, okay, no, you're suspended. They might do a ban and then send him to a sensitivity training. If you want to get like you're banned for 3 years or 5 years from coaching in the NHL, and you need to do these steps if you want to get reinstated. So just like Voinov, right? Because you've got your 1 year suspension from the league.
Mm.
Actually, that'd be a really good example of it, even though he almost killed his wife. But it's
good point.
Here's your ban. And then we can reinstate you to the league to accept you as a coach to the league. Now, which team's going to hire him?
Right.
So in the same way that Babcock's a hard ass and does things in a very divisive way, who will bring conflict, which is just he's a jerk versus a guy who's a bigot and an abuser.
Mm-hmm. Physical as well
physical
as mental.
Physical abuser, yeah.
Yep. You pointed out to me, Ian Mendez had an interview with Mark Borowiecki.
Lots of people around the league, sorry, you know, before we get into that one, Rod Brind'Amour in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
When they asked him about, because it was Michael Jordan, who said that Bill Peters kicked him in the back on the bench.
And punched another player in the head.
Yeah, something like that. And he didn't want to say who it was. And then someone asked Rod Brind'Amour, and he's like, it absolutely happened. So no one's trying to hide this time. This is totally Me Too moment, which is good.
It's like the hockey version of it.
Now, is this stuff only in hockey? No.
No.
Not at all.
No, but the light's being shone on it for the first time. That's why it makes it more shocking.
And the people are willing to talk about it.
Yep.
Which is very surprising.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some good comes out of all this crap is that it weeds out of the game.
Yeah, who's it Shelton Kennedy? Was that David Frost? It was Frost.
Because
Sheldon Keefe was also on that team.
Yeah, I think
the new
who was back into coaching a few years.
Yeah, later. Out in Europe. Craziness.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but anyway, yeah, I'll let you continue with that.
Yeah, sorry. Ian was talking to Boro, and this is the quote that Ian wrote down from the conversation. Because Boro's usually good for a pretty good quote because he speaks well.
He's really positive in negative situations.
But he speaks well, like he's not
a
cliche machine.
It's leadership.
So the quote is as follows. There's a bit of an onus on coaches here. Leadership isn't about mind games or putting guys down or some kind of power trip feeding your insecurities. It's about empowering your players and forming connections and getting the most out of guys. If this starts the process, I think it's awesome. If we want to grow this game and keep this game successful, we need people who feel like they can play or participate without any fear of disrespect or discrimination. And hopefully, this can start us down that path.
Well, it's well spoken.
Yep.
Yep. Doesn't blame the victims at all. Doesn't say that it's about people being too sensitive now.
Yeah, it's making a mountain of a molehill, or it's...
Right.
Yeah. It's not fake news. It's actually being dealt with.
And this is one thing, especially on the radio all week, they've been talking about it, saying like, well, in the old days, it's like, people weren't so sensitive. I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe they were, but no one was talking about it.
Nobody stood up for
right.
it.
No one stood up for it because that's just how things were.
In the old days, people went back to...
Your coach would yell and scream and break sticks.
Go
and,
back on the ice after getting concussed, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't make it right. Actually,
yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like just because it's the old way that it happened doesn't mean it was the right way.
Isn't Don Cherry, like his story, the crazy coach he had in the... In the minors?
Exactly. What is it? Like they put the goalie in a noose so they'd stay up in the net?
Yeah, something like tied him to the net or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Craziness.
Who was that coach? A crazy one in Toronto.
What am I thinking? Pauly Shore. That's not right,
This is under the crazy owner, too.
But anyway.
Was Clancy? Was he?
I couldn't even tell you.
I don't know. Anyways. But yeah, like Don Cherry was complaining because I've seen his movies on, well, his stories, I guess, and also in the biography CBC made.
Yeah.
And he was complaining about that coach because he was a hard ass. Called him Madagascar or something like that because he wanted to send him to Madagascar.
What a lovely prospect.
It's, like, and then,
it's a nice place, but I don't think I want to be sent there.
So in the last month, granted, for me personally, in the last month, I have had two situations of racism against me. And it's just, they're not smart. They don't even know that they're being offensive.
That's, yeah.
So one person was telling me about the shape of my eyes and called them chinky eyes.
They actually said that to you?
Yep. And I'm wow. like, you can't say that. She's like, whoa, what's wrong with that?
Oh my goodness.
It's like, how are your N-word lips?
Wow.
So that's the other thing, because Asians don't, we don't really fit into a minority right now. And then the other time I called into, and this is part of my contrast issue, and I told you guys this by text. I called in a takeout delivery at a Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
And did. They saw the call display with my name on it, my last name. Show up. It's like, here to do my pickup. She's like, it's not yours. It's like, well, this is my phone number. It's like, you're not Chinese. You're white. That's not you. You're not Chinese.
Do you want to see my driver's license? So, like,
well, it doesn't have ethnicity on it, but this really is my name.
Right, and again, it's just, they don't necessarily mean anything by it. But it's, for the Chinese people, I'm not included. And for white people, I'm not included. So I call that contrast.
Mm.
Color contrast, right?
Well, I get judged, I mean, I've lived my entire adult life because I've looked like this. I have long hair and I have earrings and so on. I've looked like this
since I was 5 years old.
My entire adult life.
Voice hasn't changed.
It's always been this way.
Yeah.
And I have been judged by everybody from customs officers on down. It's like, I read Shakespeare for fun. And I do. I mean, I'm not what most people think I am when they look at me, go, oh yeah, long hair, dope smoker.
Oh, I see.
Blah, blah, blah. Wastoid, no brain, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, no.
Well,
there's part of it damaged thanks to a hit and run driver, but the rest of it seems to work pretty well.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not what a lot of people judge me to be simply because of my appearance. Mm-hmm. And I've put up with that. I put up with it constantly. It's really entertaining when people realize they're completely wrong. But what you have to put up, like the utter crap you have to put up until they realize that part.
Yeah.
Is one of the reasons why I still look this way. Because I'm still trying to teach people a lesson.
And that's why I shave my head.
You don't have much choice. But yeah, the amount of times that I've been asked, what's your real name?
Really?
Because I have an English name? Oh, yeah. Because Chinese people adopt English names.
Maybe.
To make it easier for...
Like, maybe when they come over, I've seen that, but...
Oh, yeah. But then they're just like, okay, well, no, I want to call you what your real name is. And like,
oh,
Pan!
David. Pan.
So that, and also, when are you going back home?
No, really?
Like, oh, yeah. When they just mean, it's like, oh, do you ever go to travel? Do you ever go to China? Do you ever go back to China?
To Orleans?
All the time. That one's, it's been a few years. Do they mean anything by it?
No.
Did Bill Peter mean something by saying, turn off that N-word shit?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I was frustrated.
No. No.
No.
You don't use that word when you're frustrated. You do it to be derogatory, demeaning, everything.
And even like someone like me who just spits words out, you know that. It's been 8 years of it. Without even thinking, it's not in my vocabulary.
Right.
So I'm not going to say it.
It's only in the vocabulary of somebody who means it.
Correct.
Right.
Simple.
So just...
End of story. Full stop.
So don't try to hide from it. Don't say that people are sensitive or oversensitive now.
I haven't heard that word since I was a kid. And even then it was taboo.
That's because you don't listen to rap. Oh, yeah.
Touche.
Yeah, it's, and like, we're in our 40s now. It's like, this isn't...
Yeah.
This isn't new. And this was only 10 years ago.
Two of you are.
Right.
We're not all in our 20s like you.
I wish I could say I was, but I'm not anymore. It's okay. Aging like a good scotch. That's me. Good discussion. I don't have anything else to talk about except I don't think we talked about this during the last episode. It actually happened during the last episode. And I double checked it on Cap Friendly, and it did. The Islanders waived Andrew Ladd.
Yeah.
4 years left at $5.5 million.
What else are you going to do?
He's buried. Wow.
What else are you going to do?
Wow.
It's a buyout, just like Bobby, right?
Mm. They just, with even more term. But about the same money, I would guess.
It's not loose contract.
It what?
It's not loose contract, though. So that's the thing when you're changing the GMs. It's like, this wasn't my deal. I'm just going to bury him or buy him out. Oh,
okay. Not lose contract. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. No, true enough. So, we'll see. It was just one of those staggering moments. Staggering.
I've got a question for you.
Sure. That should be good.
Yes.
Because it's cold.
In regards to the goaltending, moving forward.
All right.
Any concerns?
I think they should trade Anderson now.
Yeah.
But in terms
of this year, absolutely.
Any concerns? I don't know. I'd like to see how those guys in Belleville would do.
They're not doing great right now.
And the goalies usually kind of hit their stride around 26.
Some of that.
Some of them are a good deal younger than that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you trade, well, what I'd like to see is if we do trade Craig Anderson, mm-hmm. I don't want to see one of Hogberg or... Oh my God.
Gustafsson.
I don't want to see them brought up. I want to see them left down in the AHL. I'd rather see them play down there rather than play with
unless
the
they improve dramatically. But
even.
Yeah. What month? It's almost December. Yeah. Got 2-3 months left.
Yeah.
But then you have to take a goalie back.
Fine. We'll take a goalie back as long as the contract is expiring. If they want an upgrade, we'll take a goalie back. That's fine. I don't want to see the development process interrupted because we've made a trade. I'd rather let them continue to develop. And if they're struggling, all the more reason not to bring them up. Oh, you're struggling. Let's put you in a bigger pressure cooker. I don't see that being good for anybody's psyche, let alone their game development.
Mm-hmm. And that really
Although from their perspective.
Up the planning, right? It really screws up the plan. Yeah. Right? They're not doing well.
Okay, well, the plan gets delayed. Either that or you say, okay, well, we got two struggling goalies, so we trade one of them, we keep the other one.
But to your question, I'm not worried about it because we've been
because
promised.
Because you don't care anymore.
No, no, we've been promised unparalleled success. So
it's not this season, so if they struggle this season, okay. Did they learn anything from it? That's the more important thing.
As long as they're ready for 2022, is that it? The first year of unparalleled success?
Yeah, 21, 22, something like that. Hmm.
It's a ways off.
We're good. We're good.
I have an easier solution.
Oh, I figured you had a different answer from mine.
July 1st, sign Robin Lehner.
Nice.
He's only on a 1 year with...
with Chicago.
Hmm. Possible.
Well, perfect age for it.
Is his house still available?
He's called, yeah. It's a burned down shambles right now.
What?
Alfie's old house?
It was Lehner back then. Oh. He probably just burned it down. No, where is he? Chicago?
Yes.
He is. You said that.
28.
Oh, he's 28 already? Jeez. Yeah. Time flies, man.
I actually had to look up when we were watching the game from Columbus the other night. How old is Nick Foligno?
Early 30s,
well, now
right?
He's 32.
32, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Holy crap. 32. Blew my mind.
Yeah. Remember when Paul Stastny signed with Vegas? I texted or messaged you guys. It's like, Stastny just signed in Vegas. Stastny's also 32 years old. What the hell?
What happened?
It's what like, happened? I thought his dad was like 50.
That just blows my mind.
So,
no, I think if Robin Leonard's available and wants to come here.
And as long as I know he didn't get along with, was it Kelly McCrimmon? No,
the goalie coach.
The goalie coach. He didn't get along with him. He's gone. Mm-hmm. Pierre Grew is one of the best ones. I just don't know what's going on right now. But as long as the environment is good for him, and that the people that were possibly his bad circle around here is no longer in his life and open, I would totally love for him to come back.
I think it'd be cool. And you'd have a sweater you could wear again.
Correct.
And we could use the sound clip again.
That's right. And that was the scariest sound clip I've ever asked for.
He's a big boy.
Oh. And I remember, I don't even think it was Craig. It was a guy before that. Chris Lund? Chris Lund? It was like, spell your name backwards. Like, why? Is this for this thing? No. Why not? It's stupid. It's like, oh my God.
Okay, then.
It's like, all right, we're putting that in the clip. It's like,
that'll do.
And you just see his face, just irritation. It's like, but yeah, I don't know if you saw on Twitter the other day, he ended up putting something. He's like, hey, looking for any of your advice or just tips on how I can actually win a shootout. I did see that.
Yeah.
It's not part of hockey. It's a stupid gimmick, and I'm bad at it.
And Nicole Anderson's reply was almost as good as his question. She said, I think it's worse on Hockey Wise. Yeah. I was like, oh.
You know, he also, good. Like, at the end of it, he ended up just tagging in one of the writers from Buffalo who's giving him hell for it forever. He's like, oh, I don't know. He's turned it around, and I'm really happy for him.
Yeah,
and he would actually be perfect for this team right now. Him and Nilsson. Ooh, that's a good one too.
I think it'd be a fun one too.
Yeah. I think Corey Crawford's done this year, so I think they were kind of testing him out to see how it goes. But
well, we'll see. But I wouldn't mind that. That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
I like that thought. Yeah.
And thoughts like this brought you ideas of Chris Phillips on a 2-year deal, David Legwand,
Pan's Joe prediction.
Corvo. I've hit some out of the park. I'm sorry. I also tried Stein Stamkos and that didn't go anywhere.
Got close.
Hey.
Yeah, where Dorian's like, oh, I don't even think he's not going to want to come here, so I'm not even going to ask.
100% of the shots you don't take don't go in that. Hey, right. Tried taking the shot. That's fine.
Wayne Gretzky. Yeah. Michael Scott.
Exactly.
Anything else?
Grinds your gears?
We can make it a short episode. What grinds your gears?
Hit the button.
You know what really grinds my gears?
You got something that really grinds your gears?
When everybody in the plane claps upon landing.
Well, it's better than booing Santa.
Sunwing!
Well.
You did your job. We didn't die. Like,
these people. Well. And I was just. And the first landing sucked.
Well,
it's like, kaboom.
Well, I got two comments on that. Number one,
come back.
at least they got you home, unlike Sunwing, who abandoned a whole plane load of people here in Ottawa about a year and a half or 2 years ago.
12 hours on the tarmac, was it?
Well, no, they left them in the terminal and said, well, you know, close enough. Find your own way home. They never took them to Montreal.
I didn't hear about that one.
It was a diverted flight.
So they
couldn't land in Montreal, so they diverted to Ottawa.
And then they're like, well, good luck.
Goodbye. Yeah, you're close enough.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Sunwing.
Oh, Sunwing.ca.
It was just sort of.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Okay. Yeah, so. And by the way.
Friggin' cheap.
If the landing is firm.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's intentional.
Well, it depends. You want to get yourself down
out of the old Hong Kong airport.
Oh, yeah, that one was. Oh, my. That was an interesting.
Just going to dodge between these two buildings, do a 180 around the block,
and land. Yes, I've had a landing,
and I got a stick because it was ocean.
Yeah, I've had a couple of interesting landings. One of which was in Cuba many years ago. I was flying down with Zoom, which is an airline.
Oh yes,
they were a fantastic airline, by the way. We were 40.
Was that a subsidiary of Air Canada, or did they buy it?
No. Well, they may have bought it, but they probably just bought it for the planes. Buy out the competition. No, they were all leased aircraft. Okay. Yeah. I was flying down to Cuba, and we were flying out of Montreal, and the plane was 40 minutes late leaving because they were servicing an engine, and people were bitching and moaning and complaining. I'm like, hey,
you don't complain about
that servicing. Means the engine is pretty much guaranteed to work. All right, let's not mess with that.
Pretty much.
So we left, and he firewalled the thing all the way down there. We just ripped down there, and we were only about, by the time we were getting close to Cuba, we were only about 10 minutes behind schedule, and the captain came on and said, well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been given two options. I can either get us down really quickly or we're going to have to circle for 40 minutes because there's going to be nowhere for us to park. So I've chosen the first option. Buckle up. And basically dropped a wing and we descended probably 20,000 feet in about a minute and a half.
God.
And there were people screaming. And he warned everybody, so it's not like he did this without telling anybody. And I'm sitting there laughing. And
freaking masochist.
And no, I was traveling with my friend who was getting married, and she's looking at me going, "You're enjoying this, aren't you?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, this is a great descent. Are you kidding me? It's fantastic." Yeah,
pardon me while I get these lungs out of my hair.
We pulled in, we pulled up to the terminal basically exactly on time. Thank you. It was a great approach. Are you kidding me? Well, as opposed to circling for 40 or 45 minutes.
And that's my excuse, officer.
The light was yellow. I explored it.
Exactly. It was great. I enjoyed it. Good, good, good one, though.
I don't know if this really grinds my
gears. Everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know if this grinds my gears anymore. I actually kind of laugh and kind of shake my head and kind of just, I just get a chuckle out of it now. And you've seen it because you're talking about air travel. It made me think of it. And I just saw it. Is every airline has a slightly different version of it, but they board in zones. And every time it's like, let's say it's boarding zone 1 to 5. I say, okay, we're now boarding zone 1. And everybody from group 4 and 5 comes up and clogs the gate.
I want to be first in line for my section of the plane. So I'm going to clog the gate.
Well, I understand wanting to be first for your section,
free for all,
especially when you have like roller luggage and you may not get it in. I understand that, but there's a way to kind of be ready, but be out of the way, which is what I'll do. I'm actually usually in a high zone anyway, but
yeah,
it's
freaking abandoned me in the cattle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that to me all the time. Well, goodbye.
You can actually come with me.
He just didn't tell
me. No, you don't. That's the time that you upgraded to first class and left me alone to L.A.
Absolutely. Wouldn't you?
L.A.
Is that where you tweeted the picture of the really, really small legroom, or was that when you went to Vegas?
No, that was that time you went to Vegas on Rouge.
Rouge is worst.
Oy.
It's the worst.
Yeah, my parents have to fly with them to Barbados, which is why they book their flight 10 months in advance and get one of the rows.
Get the emergency rows?
Because my father is my height.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Otherwise,
he that age,
physically won't fit. Yeah, my father's 86. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Dad. His birthday was last week.
Oh, jeez.
It also never fails that there's always like a couple that will run ahead to get on in front of you.
Yep.
Like kind of almost like intentionally play dumb or something. Run ahead of the line. Get on the airplane, and they'll be the ones that like slow the whole boarding process down.
Oh, they're the free ones.
Because they're the ones that are standing in the aisle while they're fussing with this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get my coat off. And then put my coat in my bag and then my bag up.
Well, get the hell out of the way while you do that.
Like you ran ahead of everybody who's waiting in line for this.
I'm not subtle about that sort of thing. I'm polite, but I'm not subtle. Oh, God. What grinds my gears is actually a marketing slogan. Because I can't figure out what it means.
The kids are all right?
Nope.
I caught that. I don't think it was the last episode, the one before that. You're like, because you hit it and we didn't catch it at the time. He says, like, the kids are all right. They're not great, but they're all right.
There you go.
Like, yeah. Amazing.
You're welcome.
So send Colin White to the AHL.
No, it's the one for our new country radio station here in Ottawa.
Pure Country.
Pure Country. Their slogan is pure hits, pure access, pure country. Okay, the first part, pure hits. I get that.
Okay.
You're playing a lot of hits. The third part, pure country. That makes sense. The middle part, pure access.
Like you get limited access.
What the hell does that mean?
Impure access?
No, pure access. To what? Pure hits, pure access, pure country.
It's pure access from our radio signals into your brain waves.
Yeah, clearly. It's marketing speak. Let's take, we can't think of a third thing to say. So let's take something that sounds good and doesn't mean anything and make it the middle one so nobody will notice. It's just ridiculous. That's worse than a portion of every tire sold goes to Geo, which was last week.
That was a good one. I've got one more.
Oh, okay.
So I tried to sign up on the city website for beginner skating lessons.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let me guess. You couldn't get in.
No. So that was fine. But because it's a can skate thing, unless I did it wrong and I emailed them and they haven't gone back to me, because of course. So in the enrollment, you have to say who your coach was so that they can evaluate you from last year's points.
Except you didn't play last
year. It's a beginner course. How does a beginner have a coach?
That's a problem.
Can you just say none?
I tried.
Oh, it was like a mandatory field and had to...
So you didn't make an obviously nonsense name like Mr. I didn't have a coach?
Chris Neal.
No, I make it... The first name is I didn't, and the last name was have a coach last year. You know? There you go. There's the name.
Slipsy McGee.
It's a mandatory field. It has to have something in it. Let's make it
first
obvious.
First name dummy, last name case.
Exactly. Good one. That's I love that sort of thing. Okay. Anything else? Yes? No?
Send Colin White to the minors?
He's struggling. I agree. Colin White is, he's a bit of a Joe Namath.
Who said he should get a bridge deal?
Well, there's a lot of players on this team that aren't scoring, so he's in a bunch with a bunch of other
people.
Don't
even get me going on Nielsen. No goals yet.
God, useless.
Yeah. I don't think that guy's an assist.
He just hangs out.
Wow.
Jerry Pecker.
He's just standing there all day in the net.
And he plays so many ice time minutes.
It's more ice time minutes.
Do something.
He's number one on the team in ice time. So,
like he's either standing there or on his back.
Yeah, he's sprawled. Like he's not even standing. The guy's lazy. Good one. We will actually be back on Tuesday, December 10th. We actually determined when we're going to be back. Inconceivable. So Tuesday, December 10th.
That's a freaking great call.
Yeah, we'll be back in about 2 weeks.
And games ahead then, for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
So, Friday, it is... Thanksgiving is Thursday tomorrow.
Yes.
Correct.
So, Friday US Thanksgiving. U.S. Thanksgiving. So, Friday is what?
The 29th.
But why is everything closed on the Friday?
Black Friday.
They just take 2 days off, right?
Well... Retail isn't closed because it's the day that everybody starts shopping. It's Black Friday. It's where all the sales start. But a lot of other
everyone's
things,
off. It is a holiday.
A lot of other in the US. A lot of other things are closed because everybody takes the Thanksgiving Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to travel, unless they're caught in the middle of a snowstorm.
It really is bigger than Christmas.
It is.
It is. It's a big, very, very big family deal. Yeah.
Okay.
And football.
Interesting. Anyways, so Sens at Minnesota Wild, must lose game, 4 p.m. start.
4 p.m. start, yeah.
Then after that, United in bed.
Oh, they're going out west?
Saturday against Calgary, so that'll be interesting to see how Calgary galvanizes themselves. Kachuk versus Kachuk. Excuse me.
Brap.
Tuesday the 3rd in Vancouver. And then with the back-to-back in Edmonton the next day, good luck anyways. You can have a whole month off them, go up against McDavid and Dreisaitl. Won't matter. And then in Philly for a 1 p.m. game in on Saturday the 7th. And then back at home against Boston on the 9th. And then we're back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. That's okay.
Well, that's only not even a tenth of the season. That's
November is packed solid, right?
Yes. 16 games, I think it is in November. Oh, I see now why. I was trying to think why it's a must-lose game because Minnesota was only 1 point ahead of us.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Must lose.
And we're six points. Yeah. We're 6 points clear of Detroit, and we have two games in hand.
There's no catching Detroit.
No, they're pretty tanky.
Steve Yzerman is a master.
They're pretty tanky. And we're
that's going to be about it, man. I don't see us. I don't see the Devils or the Kings doing any better.
Yeah, we'll see.
So say what you will about the Carlson contract. What's his nuts? Your Doughty isn't doing anything either. He just started his.
Well, I'm never been a huge Doughty fan.
Well, he's also he decided to negotiate that one himself, which made it very tradable and buyoutable. Well, dumb.
All right. We'll see. All right. We're done. On behalf of Panic and Ockham Cardinal, thank you all very much for listening. We'll be back in about 2 weeks. See you then. Good night.